Good morning, everyone. It is another Motivational Monday. Hope you guys are doing all right out there with the adjustments and shifts going on in this world at the moment. But right now, you have tuned into the best podcast out there, The Breakdown Cast. Today, I want to focus on the concept of control. What is controlling us and what we have control over, and ways to channel our emotions, because emotions can be tricky. All right. The sooner we learn to discipline them, the better we can be at life. Now, I'm going to just say it. All right. This society has become an emotional place. For real, if you don't think I'm right, here's some examples on what we are allowing to control our emotions. Well, first and foremost, we're allowing our emotions to control us, right? Impulsive reacting, emotions we felt in our past that show up in our present life, and which cause us to react, and we stay in this victimized mindset. Okay, the next one is people. We allow people in front of us every day to affect our internal condition. So then you have no control of yourself because these people are attaining the power over you because you are giving it to them. All right. Another one is circumstances. Many of us are letting our situation define how we feel. Okay. You failed that test. You got a ticket. Your car broke down. Somebody you like hasn't texted you back in 2 days. Okay. Now you're letting it define how you feel for the rest of the day, maybe the rest of the week. All right. Reactions. We feel the impulse to react to people and things and situations instead of observing, thinking, analyzing, and responding. All right. Our decisions are controlling us and our outcomes for our life. Sometimes we choose to hold off on getting work done. We choose to snap at people when they offend us because it's easier and it's also impulsive. This world has become a program of doing things the easy way. Social media is controlling our emotions. We are distracted by the ads to buy miscellaneous things we don't need. Like buying miscellaneous things that we do not need. Okay, that's how easy it is for social media to manipulate our emotions. I'm gonna just say that's the truth. That is the absolute truth. It's manipulating our emotions because we're allowing it to, right? Because it feels good, right? Everything's all about feeling good in the present moment. It feels good. These distractions are stimulating our mind, and it feels great, right? The ads control many of our emotions. Wild, mindlessly scrolling, we don't really know what we're looking for, right? Amazon controls our emotions. We're able to receive a package in 2 days. Our government is controlling us. I'm not gonna go into that. Let's go to the next part of this segment, okay? What do we have control over? All right. We have control over channeling our emotions. All right. We have control over our mind. We control our thoughts and how we want ourselves to feel as the day goes by. We could tell ourselves whatever we want in our thoughts. We have control over our emotions. We can control our emotions by giving ourselves permission to feel for a period of time, then logically take responsibility for bouncing yourself back. Nobody is responsible for you, your internal condition, but you. All right, we have control over our decisions, deciding what to do and what not to do. We have control over our discipline, taking a step every day to work on something for an hour, for 30 minutes, that is contributing to the progress of your goals. Okay, we have control over our beliefs. We have control over what we believe about ourselves, despite what happened to you as a kid or whatever experience you've been through. Listen, you guys have control over what you want to believe about yourself from this moment on. I'm telling you, someone else's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. Our self-narrative, your self-talk needs to be on point every day, to the point where you walk into a room and you know who you are, what you want, and how you're going to get it. That is how powerful the mind is. And last but not least, yes, we have control over our actions, what we do in our day-to-day life, how we treat people, how we talk to people, how we carry ourselves every day. We have the utmost control over these things. Many of us deal with anger, and we have to learn to channel our anger constructively. heading to the gym, hitting the bag, lifting weights, and going on a run, using that energy to better yourself. If you don't remember anything from this episode to take away, I want you to remember one thing, very simple. What controls your mind controls your life, okay? You can't change the past. You can only change the way you see it. You can learn from it and move on and move forward in a direction of becoming the best version of yourself every day. Okay, but that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for listening and for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.